Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark's Race. We are back. Happy Monday, everybody. Phil's tonight against the Reds. Early start, 6:40. And we'll lead you into leading off. Ike, you're going to have to punch the clock for a little bit longer tonight.
Let's do it.
As we have a three games in Cincinnati with Noah Syndergaard starting the game tonight. So we will we'll lead you into leading off coming up. We'll still do the text line, still take phone calls and everything else. Jack, we have the 4-pack of tickets to the Phillies. Are we doing that today?
Sure.
Okay. It's for you and James Seltzer. I know we have one for every day this week. You and James Seltzer. It's a 4-pack of tickets to see the Phillies and Pirates, Citizens Bank Park, Friday, August 26th, 7:05. Big meet and greet.
Oh, big meet and greet
from the High Hopes guy, James Seltzer and Jack Fritz. Oh, well, man, James is mentioned first on the billing there, Jack.
Yeah, you know.
Well, he's older.
He is more experienced.
It's a meet
bigger draw.
So you're going to meet and greet Jack and James at the Miller Lite Liberty Landing in left field, 5:35. For tickets, visit phillies.com. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. And we'll do that coming up here before we get out of here. So stay tuned. But let's get to a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What do you got?
Well, we are fully back into Eagle season. And I would be remiss if I didn't have 5 takeaways from the first pregame show of the season.
Not the first preseason game, the
Don't
first
care.
Pregame show.
Yeah, you want to break down the stuff that happened on the field, call someone else. I'm strictly there for what happened on the pregame show.
5 things?
5 takeaways,
okay.
Yes. Number 5 is that Pennant fever has not reached the press box. I was the only one up there watching the game on my computer. You know, I felt like I was alone cheering the first inning run.
You were.
No one else was joining in on Pennant fever.
Did that run happen in the first inning?
Yeah. It's
it. Oh, man, that's all it was.
Yeah.
So it was just the rest of the night was just.
Well, I came back.
Nothing.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, if you like baseball, I guess you can say right. There, you know, two well-played games, good
right.
defense.
Yeah.
Good pitching.
I mean, hell of a way to end the game on Friday night. Scott Kofransky mm-hmm. with a great call. A play at the plate, he's out, goes to the 10th inning, they win.
Mm-hmm.
So at least once they got the win on Friday night, Ike, I felt good. Mm. I felt good.
Yeah, anyway. It was just kind of, you know, I anticipated being in the press box. We're going to be cheering as the Phillies score runs.
No.
Didn't happen. So my high hopes were drained. So
you thought there was going to be some chatter.
Yeah, just, you know, guys talking baseball.
Just you.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 4 is that, much to my dismay, the Ike juice drop is not going anywhere. It is still very popular. Whenever they see Ike up at the stands or up on the stage, mm-hmm. it's always like they get to yell Ike juice at him.
Yep.
And he gives a little bit of a fist pound.
There you go.
And it validates them yelling Ike juice.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's been a while. You know, we're back. You know. It wasn't necessarily mid-season form for everybody.
No,
Friday.
No.
Preseason
form? Yeah, it was still preseason.
Well, because that's okay. The game that you give away.
Right.
You know,
right, a lot more kids at that game.
Right,
yes, a lot
right.
more kids in that game Friday.
Yeah, no, that's the, like, my daughter wants to go to a game, and there's one game she's going to go to, and it would have been last week, the
yes.
preseason game. We're not ready for a regular season.
Yeah. Now, it was, I mean, I did hear a little bit of regular season stuff. Like, this one guy was right outside it. And he was like, yeah, I just had 10 beers and a pound of weed. I'm ready to go, dude. I was like, oh, my God.
Did he look like he had 10 beers?
The accent was so thick, man. It was he was in midseason form.
I'm more impressed with the pound of weed he had before he came in the game. Man, that's a lot of smoking.
Dude, he was just like kind of wobbling through the little area out there.
Probably doesn't remember any of the game either. Yeah, he don't remember any of the game.
And he's wearing a Dawkins jersey.
Oh,
this guy.
Do you think that he has said that Dawkins should be the Eagles defensive coordinator before?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Every year. Even
or
when
Seth.
Even when he was still playing, he wanted him to be the defensive
Matt.
Coordinator.
All right.
The third takeaway from the pregame show is that I believe that the Carson Wentz jersey has been eliminated from the link. I didn't see one Wentz jersey, and I think it's out of the rotation. The Bronco is no longer at Lincoln Financial Field.
That's new number 11.
I know. A.J. Brown.
Yeah. You sound sad.
Well, I just need a little bit more appreciation. But it's weird. It's like you don't see that many Donovans, which I would think you'd see more of. And the Wentz thing, you know, see more like Kelsey and all that.
So, likeable players.
I know. But the Wentz jersey, it was noticeable. I didn't see one on
Not one on
Friday night.
Mm. Well, I saw several, but
yeah,
maybe – Jackson locked in, you know.
He was thinking about Tomper and what was happening in the game. I would expect you would still see Carson Wentz jersey because not everybody says Wentz is gone, that bum, I'm never wearing the jersey anymore. Some people just are going to an Eagles game, like, oh, I have an Eagles jersey to wear. They don't care if it's Carson Wentz.
Well, and to have a Wentz jersey, you stick out.
Right, it's true.
Yeah, so some people want a jersey to be like, oh, he's still wearing a Wentz jersey.
Now, what would Jack and Delco yell at somebody that was wearing a Wentz jersey at a game?
I think Jack Adelko was the guy that I mentioned a second ago with the 10 beers. The second takeaway from the pregame show is that I believe that the tide has turned on Elliott Shore Parks. A couple years ago, he was getting expletives yelled at him. You know, people were very mad every time I saw Elliott. The reaction to Elliott at the pregame show now is largely positive. And I think the tide has officially turned on Elliott Shore Parks.
Nah, not yet.
It's preseason.
It's preseason. He flip-flops, so you never know where he's going to go with his take. Right now, he hasn't really said much. He's more positive than he is negative on the team, Jalen, or anything else. So he hasn't given the fans anything to be on his case about.
Mm.
Now, every once in a while, he will tweet out, and I'm noticing what he does. See, this is why I tell him to stop reading his mentions. Because now you're tweeting out of both sides of your mouth. You like to tweet out that he missed a guy, but all in all, it's been positive for him today. So you want to throw that in there so that your mentions aren't blowing up with you being Mr. Negative all the time about it. How the hell you give him a C yesterday, but you felt good about the practice coming out of there yesterday? Right? Didn't he give him a C yesterday?
Yeah, well, he
said he was more positive than the other writers. So he said, yes, I gave him a C, but these other – The other guys were saying he had a really bad day of practice.
Yeah, so now
he's in his head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's in his own head. He doesn't even know how to judge practice anymore.
Well, we will discuss that with him tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
A lot of stats being written down. And the number one takeaway from the first pregame show is that nothing in this town has held media members more accountable than the top five at five. There was a lot of hijacks around the press box. And I think that's strictly because they don't want to end up on that list.
You think that's what that was about?
In my own head, yes.
Definitely in Jackson.
The walking accountability meter was in the press box.
Yes. Well, they don't want to end up on this list, that's for sure.
Nope.
John Clark has said hi to me two times now.
Get out. You guys are buddies.
Yeah.
We're heating up.
Was he wearing...
He's moved on from the Skechers.
So you shamed him... to stop watching, to wearing his Skechers. What was the problem with the Skechers, by the way? I just didn't.
Well, he's not 60.
Is that what it is?
He's trying to say something.
Well, like he's a very.
It's an orthopedic shoe.
Well, he's a stylish guy. I think John Clark has a good style.
And the Skechers went against his style.
Yeah, like Doug would wear Skechers, right? Like Doug Peterson. I don't. Like John Clark, I don't really see being a Skechers guy. So he's adjusted. It's good.
Yeah.
People helping people.
Yeah.
Well, Howard should start wearing Skechers then. He wears the Vans still. He had a matching pair on today. They look very stylish. Well, there you go. All right, top five of five. The pregame show sounded great on my ride home. So you guys were in mid-season form with the actual pregame show, but all in all, a successful. Jack, was the postgame show successful, or did you save that for your podcast or something like that?
Well, there's only us here for the postgame show. You know, pregame show, we're down there with a cast of thousands.
And who was doing postgame?
Rob Ellis and Rob Cherry.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings online, marks-jewelers.com, and guided door and window. Take advantage of their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, so one thing I failed to mention when we were talking about the Sixers, Ike, is the Christmas games are out.
Mm-hmm.
And the 76ers are a part of the games on Christmas. They will play the Knicks on Christmas Day. So, I mean, it'll be nice to actually have one of our teams playing on Christmas Day, because otherwise I obviously tune in, but it's not appointment TV. If I'm sitting in front of the TV, then I'm, you know, like I'm watching the games. But
oh, this year football will be on, so nobody's going to be watching basketball.
So do they just have a couple? They have a couple of games on Christmas, right? They have the majority of the games Christmas Eve.
Who?
The NFL.
Yeah, they got three games, yeah.
So it's they have three windows and they have the three games. All right, let's go to Brian, Northeast Philly. Brian, how are you? What's up?
Yo, guys, how are you?
Yo.
Hey, the guy that John Clark said hi to, he just thought he was somebody else. That's all it was about.
Oh, yeah. He didn't know it was Jack. He just said hi.
He didn't know who it was. He thought it was somebody else and just said hi to him. But, hey, yeah.
It's a shot of Jack.
Really excited for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You know, you got the Eagles, Cowboys, Christmas Eve, and the Sixers, Knicks. I don't have to go visit him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and that's an actual road game for the Eagles, which is even better. It's not like to spend Christmas Eve at the Link all day. And then you get Christmas Day. I'm assuming they aren't the first game. The first game is normally at 12, so the Sixers-Knicks is probably 2:30.
Yeah,
I think I would have Sixers-Knicks first. I mean, the Celtics-Bucks is a better matchup than Sixers-Knicks.
Yeah, that'll be prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a late game around, 9:30?
Yeah, you got those Western teams. You'll get the Lakers playing somebody. Golden State will play somebody. And who else?
So you have Golden State, Memphis, Dallas, Lakers, Denver, Phoenix.
Denver, Phoenix.
Knicks, 76ers, Celtics, Bucks. I agree with you. The Knicks-Sixers looks like should be the first game.
Probably the first game, yeah, because the Knicks are terrible.
Yeah, Knicks are terrible. I don't expect them to be any better this year.
No.
Boston, Milwaukee would make more sense.
Eastern Conference Finals rematch.
Right.
Well, no, Miami was the Eastern Conference Finals, but hell, Miami didn't even get a Christmas Day game.
Because you're in Memphis, which you could do early, but it's also Golden State.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to be early. Yeah, that's the Western Conference time zone.
Right.
Yeah, and Golden State.
Dallas Lakers.
Which would be the 5 o'clock game.
Yeah, Nuggets, Suns.
Which should be the last game.
Yeah, yes.
Nobody's
going to
watch.
That'll be the 10
yes.
game.
Should be.
Yep. Yeah, I think it will be. It will be. Yeah, because, I mean, the majority of the people, even though, like, I don't know, I forget who was complaining about. They're like, well, why are they putting LeBron and the Lakers on Christmas? They don't deserve it. It's not LeBron and the Lakers.
What else do you need to know?
What else do you need to know? Yeah, I want to see Luka, and that game interests me. So there you go. You just wonder. You wonder how long this Durant thing takes to kind of work itself out.
That's why they didn't put him on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
they don't know if he's going to be there or not. So you can't have the Nets scheduled to play and nobody
with Ben as your highlighter.
Yeah, you don't know who the hell's going to be on the team. So yeah, they didn't even put the Nets on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I mean, it'll be nice to actually, because then you feel like your team has somewhat arrived.
I'm telling you, dude, football is on that day. Nobody is watching the NBA. Football comes on at 1, 4:30, and 8 o'clock.
And what are the, do we have those, what those games are?
Yeah.
I forget what it is right there. But, you know, like, you're right. You're right, because any NBA before.
Why would I watch a regular season NBA game over a playoff potentially important ramifications NFL games late?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the NBA, man, come on. You might click over at one of the football games.
We got Green Bay Dolphins.
That's a good one.
Which could be pretty good.
Yep.
Broncos-Rams, which would be great.
That's going to be a great – that's the marquee game.
That's the 4:30
game. That'd
be 4:30 on Nickelodeon. I'm sure you'd be on the slime
cast. It's on Nickelodeon?
No, I mean CBS and Nickelodeon.
Oh.
So I could be watching on Nickelodeon.
Like
saying.
What? It's on Nickelodeon?
The slime game. And then Bucks-Cardinals on NBC.
Bucks Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. You got Tom Brady going up against Kyler Murray
that
night, DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the NBA already knows that their ratings
it's
are
over. Yeah, it's
crushed.
Over. It's a wrap.
I feel like NBA, the Christmas on, or NBA Christmas thing is like, it's kind of at this point anyway.
I agree.
Well, especially because like load management. Yeah. You know, like you don't know if they're going to play anymore. Like
it used to be a big deal. It's not a big deal anymore.
The last time it was a big deal, I remember it was like Warriors-Cavs after the title. That was a fun game. But everything else is just like, it's regular season basketball.
Yep.
Right. While the NFL is still in they're going down the stretch, like you said, playoffs, in big games.
Yeah.
Now the NFL will. I don't even know. The ratings will just dwarf the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
The NBA will get crushed by this, for sure. All right, so listen, we have a four-pack of tickets. All right, we have a trivia question about the 2022 Phils. So we're going to line up the phones at 215-592-9494. Whoever gets it right first wins. That simple. A four-pack of tickets. Now, Jack, do they sit with you? Are you buying beers and hot dogs and sodas, or are you just a meet and greet and then see you later?
Well, we usually hang out at the Miller Lite Liberty Landing deck all game, so like people can come by all game. I think that they have their own seats, but the meet and greet is just there, so they can hang out for as long as they want. It's a cool spot to watch a ball game.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you'll be able to interact with Jack and everything else, but you have to answer a trivia question about the 2022 Phillies. Correct. First person on the phones right now, 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494 will get the tickets. It's that simple. Ike, we have a three-game series in Cincinnati starting tonight. Phils are still the third wild card, so they lose 2-3 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Still the third wild card. You have Syndergaard, Gibson, Ranger Suarez. We will we'll talk more about it coming up in leading off as we'll lead you into the game. The big news of the day is that Bryce Harper, they're hoping September 1st. So that's kind of like a target date right now, and they think it's realistic to get it going. So so that Schwarber is not going to be playing in this series, or at least he's not going to be starting tonight. He's available to pinch hit. He could DH this series. That is open, but he's definitely not back in the starting lineup tonight. So so Schwarber still not back. Bryce Harper will be back in the next couple of weeks here. It's awesome. So it's good. Now, the Reds, who are one of the worst teams in baseball, get a couple wins here, and then the Mets coming up this weekend, including a doubleheader on Saturday, which I'll be going to the second game of that. Mm-hmm. So Friday night, two on Saturday, and then one game on Sunday. And I like the Mets are a good team. It was a tough series this weekend. It really was. Great pitching by both teams the first two games. And then again, yesterday, it's just kind of like when they didn't score in the middle innings, you could just kind of tell the momentum of the game was over. And they got a couple runners on in the ninth inning. But you went into the weekend saying, just don't get swept and I'll be okay. And it's kind of where we are today.
I think the results are the results. And so we can sort of live with them. But I will say this as well. A little disappointed that we didn't have any type of offensive punch up in New York. And it's okay to lose the series, but you know, when there are naysayers out there that'll say, and they haven't beaten anybody or this and that and the other, and I know we'll point back to the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Brewers and the Braves, our record against those teams from earlier in the season. The fact of the matter is you hadn't played those teams since May.
Right.
It's August. Right? It's August. You haven't played those teams in months. So now you're playing the Mets. You're going to face the Mets. So that's the only team that we can legitimately gauge whether or not you're going to be a legitimate threat once you get to the postseason. Right? I'm not saying you don't take the wins versus the Reds, the Pirates, all those types of teams. Yeah, you take the wins where you get them at. You know, you're not the only team that's, you know, compiling wins against those types of teams.
Absolutely.
Everyone is. But when you face each other, you got to win your fair share of those games. And I don't think they embarrassed themselves this weekend by what they look like up against the Mets. But I still would have liked to.
More than two runs
in
the series?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three games.
Yeah, yeah. That's my only thing is that. And there were opportunities there.
Man, they were 0-10 runners in scoring position yesterday.
And that's just in one game, 0-10.
One game, they had two on, nobody out, in two consecutive innings. They had the bases loaded and didn't get it. They had the bases, two on, no out to start in the ninth inning, and then they had the bases loaded.
Yeah.
So there are a couple spots there where I know they were down 6-0, but, man, you get a three-burger, that's a different –
Well, and that's how we've been with this team all year, right? Is they don't get
chip
in.
Away,
yeah. So there were some opportunities there you wish they had to capitalize on. I'll say this. They can get healthy off of Cincinnati. So they can get their mojo back. They can get, you know, feeling positive about being at the plate, comfortable, confident with your swings. Because you got a big series coming up against the Mets this weekend.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the four at Citizens Bank Park coming up this weekend. Like, we will have a strong reaction to that. on Monday. If they lose three or four, that's Whew. You know, not that you can't still make the playoffs because right. The schedule's direct coming down the stretch, but it does kind of tell you where they are as a baseball team.
Yep.
And the Mets are no doubt about a top of the NL right now, one of the top couple teams in the NL. All right, your calls. We're going to ask you the question. First one to get it right on the air wins the four-pack. 215-592-9494. We have the Marks and Reese text line, and then we get into leading off, Phils and Reds. That's all coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.